So the ability to amass large plots of land by importing workers provided a basis for an emerging
aristocracy in Virginia.
Correct. Now, plantation owners were further enriched by receiving herd rights for newly imported slaves, and the implementation of the herd right system was an important ingredient in Virginia's success, and landowners gave many people a reason to work hard with the assurance that they were providing or providing for their own futures and not of the company. This is a generational thing that we're working on here. This is 500 years in the making.
Mm-hmm.
Plus that, people were already definitely here in America, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And some people were also shipped here as well. What we just find out with only one state, which is Virginia and Jamestown, which is, if you have the opportunity to go visit, you're going to definitely find some plantations out there. And you're probably going to feel a lot of old history at your front door. But I will definitely just lift the veil on this, you all. If anybody ever questions why your family, especially being those from the soil straight here as Native Black Americans that were born here already, and like a verified fact, and someone says, "Well, my family came over," and they don't look like you. My family came over here a couple years ago, and we're already on our way. Yeah, that happened off of the backs of our ancestors.
Yep.
People gave free land that you heard first indentured servants were provided to perform and pledge their own labor for 5 to 7 years.
In exchange,
once they got free, they got, depending on how big their family was, 50 acres, maybe even 100 acres or more. But for those that were indentured servants, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. After the Emancipation Proclamation, it's definitely after Lincoln decided that he was going to free the slave. It took a while for a lot of places. It took some years for folks to be like, "Hey, y'all free."
Yeah, but spoiler alert, the slavery is still not over.
Still not over at all.
Never ended.
Never ended. The thing is, when someone tries to say, "How come you haven't picked yourself up by the bootstraps?" Y'all got the leather. Y'all definitely got the production. And y'all definitely, when it comes to licensing, making sure that we get our money back, you're owning that too.
But who showed you how to make that machine?
Exactly.
To strip that leather.
So, if anyone ever questions
you... Who showed you the chemicals to make the leather wearable?
If anyone ever questions you, you have already put in your work and then some. That comes from the ancestors that already put in their blood, sweat, tears, their whole emotion, their life, their soul into this. So for anyone that is not, especially those that definitely just got here in the Americans in this century, trust and believe in the 1600s, that century right there, 1400, 1500, 1600, y'all need to understand that Black folks was definitely already here. We were producing like everyone else. It wasn't on the same system of capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
You had Black folks that were taking care of themselves on fields, yes, and their families. They were able to produce certain products depending on where they live, certain material, you know, in certain materials, you're producing different products. And we were in a bartering system.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until colonizers came and wealthy ones that they decided, "Hey, you know what? I think we can make a larger business out of this and exploit the people that are already here. Probably put them at gunpoint, too, and force them to work for us and say, if you don't, we'll just slaughter your whole family anyway, and we'll just probably hire some new folks to come up here and do the same thing. No one would notice. So I say all of that to say this. Understand your history. Understand what you're working with and dealing with. There's a lot that has been pushed into play. There's a reason why I played Dr. Martin Luther King and exactly what he said. You know, when we're ready and we come to a unity and understanding, we're going to go get our check and then some.
Facts. I believe that we should go out on that Martin Luther King video again, just for those people who still are kind of, you know, trying to figure out what we were talking about, what we meant. He's going to make it very, very clear for you. And just to end off our show, we do want to let you know, we'll see you next week. Next week we'll have another exciting episode for you. Not sure exactly what our topic will be, but it's going to be another bomb topic for you. We're going to be lifting another veil, probably several veils. And as always, that is not all, but it's all for now. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. Our personal is at Queen Jam. And our business is at qk.jj. Please remember to rate, review, subscribe. That helps us get in contact with other dope black people like yourself and non-black people like yourself as well, and let them experience the dopeness that is this podcast, which is True Session, Lifting the Veil. And most importantly, embrace the facts. Conduct your own research. Remember to smile. Love yourself. Till next time, Queen Jam and King Jerry, we out.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farm. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is a reality. Now, when we come to Washington, in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.